Hi, I'm Steve Morgan, founder of Cybersecurity Ventures and editor-in-chief at Cybercrime Magazine. I'm here today with Linda Gray Martin, vice president, and Britta Glade, senior director, content and curation at the RSA Conference. For almost 30 years, the RSA Conference has been a driving force behind the world's cybersecurity agenda. It's where the world talks security. To learn more about the RSA Conference, visit rsaconference.com. Linda, Britta, welcome. Thank you for joining us today.
Thank you for having us. We appreciate it.
So to kick off, let's get some history on the RSA Conference. A lot of people obviously know about it, have been following it for years, but then there are some newcomers to the industry. So, take us back to 1991. Tell us a little bit about where it came from and how it's evolved over the years.
Yeah, well, I'm thrilled that you asked this question, actually, Steve, because it's something that's really important to us and to RSA Conference. So back to 1991, and I'd just like to point out that neither Britta or I were involved at that point because we'd be aging ourselves. But that was the first ever RSA Conference. And at the time, it was just 50 people in a room. The focus was cryptography. And it was an idea that was conceived by the then CEO of RSA Security, who was Jim Bidzos. So over time, the conference became more business oriented. It had a, broader themes and a broader focus. By 1997, it had grown to around 2,500 attendees. So it rapidly evolved during that time. A few years later, we started our international expansion. So we started over in Europe, then to go a few years later in the future to China, Singapore, and Abu Dhabi. But back to the US by 2011, so 10 years ago, we had nearly 18,500 attendees. And I think it's a real testament to how the cybersecurity industry has grown in visibility. It touches all of our lives. And I think that's part of the reason why it's grown to the size it is today. And I think we really see ourselves now at the intersection of business, policy, and technology. And our mission is really to empower the cybersecurity community to become a better, more secure place. And I think one of the really special things about RSA Conference is Adi Shamir, Ron Rivest, Jim Bidzos, they all come today. They're still all actively involved. And I'm really proud of those roots that we have. And I know Britta feels the same as well. It's something we often chat about.
So we've been to RSA the past few years. It's been a great experience for us. I know last year it was a difficult decision and you had the conference. It was a great conference, an equally difficult decision this year. It's going to be an all virtual experience due to the COVID-19 pandemic. So give us a high level overview of, what it's going to look like this year.
Yeah. And, 100% the right decision to go virtual this year. Health and safety are obviously our top priority. It does hurt not to be together physically, but, it's just a sign of the times. And we're grateful we still get the opportunity to bring the industry together in May. So, honestly, our plans are still unfolding. I think the community will see a lot of similar elements, although they may look a little bit different as we adapt our offerings to the virtual world. So Britta's going to share more details on the content side of what people will see. We will have traditional track sessions. We're going to have interactive learning sessions. We'll have our keynote program, albeit looking and feeling a little bit different. We'll have some of the other special programs like Innovation Sandbox, our sandbox area, the kind of interactive capture the flag kind of sessions. And of course, we will have our digital expo, which is a very key component of what we do.
So this is RSA's 30th anniversary, and I guess it's somewhat bittersweet. On the one hand, you had to go virtual, but on the other hand, it's kind of exciting. Going virtual means you can theoretically reach many more people, right?
That's absolutely correct. And I think, without the constraints of travel and budget costs, I think we could open up RSA Conference to people who would never be able to attend. We certainly saw that with our APJ conference that we held virtually last year. So we're excited about the possibility and also bringing RSA Conference to that larger global audience.
So, Britta, talk to us about the sessions, because that's what so many people talk about. RSA has such a great reputation for the sessions. What are they going to look like virtually?
You bet. And I'm glad. I'm glad that's our reputation. We work hard on that. It's exciting. You know, as you're probably familiar, the sessions for RSA Conference come through call for speakers. We do a call for speaker process to the community. There were some amazing submissions that came in. Our program committee then works through those. They debate out what belongs in tracks, what important themes do we need to make sure are covered within our sessions. And then the selections are made. Those notifications went out last week. And then those program committee members work with those speakers in a series of reviews. That's happening still in our virtual way. And those presentations benefit from that insight that these experts, these program committee experts infuse into the presentation that's delivered. We'll have more than 300 sessions this year. You know, as Linda discussed, there's traditional sessions. There's traditional sessions blended with, you know, a fireside chat element. We want to make sure that we maintain that ability to have, you know, spontaneous conversation, for questions to be asked of speakers, for engagements to happen. You know, that's what we all love about RSA Conference is, you know, seeing people, you know, running into people as you're crossing a street, and then, you know, that water cooler conversation. So we've built those experiences into the overall programming and plan that we'll be having. We're looking at, you know, very small group experiences, medium group experiences, large group experiences. So trying to harness the best of a digital platform to continue to deliver that high quality educational value that RSA Conference is known to have.
So every year there's a lot of anticipation around RSA's keynotes. I don't know if you can share any of the keynoters with us, or just give us an idea of, you know, what is it going to look like? How are the keynotes going to be delivered? How many will you have?
Yeah, so I can't share who at this point, but we are actively involved in getting that program off the ground. So they're going to run in the morning and afternoon this year and in shorter bursts, you know, and I think that plays to the whole concept of how people consume content. So that's a critical thing for us. So we're going to be hearing from industry visionaries, some of our leading vendors. Of course, we're going to have some special guest appearances along the way. We're going to have an MC this year who is actually going to be live from New York, which is very exciting. Wow. And it's an old friend of RSA Conference. So again, more information coming soon. I hope kind of in the next month, we'll have our arms around the program a little bit more and be able to release some exciting details.
Okay. So the sponsor briefings have always been a big part of the RSA Conference as well. What are they going to look like? Will they be part of the mix this year?
Absolutely, 100%. The vendor community is really important to RSAC, and we're working hard to be able to provide our sponsors with a really good experience. So sponsor track sessions, those briefing center sessions are a key part of our program. They're going to be available during the event and on demand afterwards. We're actually calling our sponsor area the Digital Expo. I think I mentioned it earlier. So we're giving the sponsors the opportunity to display their collateral, display their corporate videos, and really importantly, schedule meetings with the attendees and also be able to chat and interact live with them. So again, a lot of this is a work in progress, but our plans are coming together and we're excited to be able to provide our vendors and our vendor partners with these opportunities.
So the expo floor is always a big deal. You know, it's like a city. You walk around and, you know, you meet so many people, you watch a lot of demos, people are standing and giving presentations. Are the vendors going to have an opportunity to give demos, to do anything along the lines of what they normally would do on the expo floor?
They will, but again, it's kind of just what I mentioned about the Digital Expo. It does look different in a virtual world, without a shadow of a doubt. And I think it's really hard to try and replicate those, like a digital booth. It doesn't necessarily translate so well. So kind of what I alluded to before, we're going to have a digital expo where our sponsors will be located, where they will have all their kind of company collateral, where they'll be able to interact with the attendees to try and recreate that kind of expo vibe as much as you can, albeit looking a little bit different.
So every year, RSA Conference has a theme, which is really neat. Last year, it was the human element. This year, I believe it's resilience. Tell us a little bit about that.
You bet. We work hard on those themes. And last year was so awesome. I mean, you saw it encompassed in everything. We saw it come through with the submissions. And honestly, I thought, how are we going to top this? How are we going to find something that resonates so completely with our industry? And we landed on it, right? This is a word that I believe has taken on new meaning in the year. It's certainly something that means something to our industry, as defined by the Presidential Policy Directive PPD 21. Resilience is the ability to prepare for and adapt to changing conditions and withstand and recover rapidly from disruptions. You read that with our cybersecurity hat, and you think through the technology and the processes. But the people part of this, and how I think every single one of us, can have a conversation about what is resilience. How have I been resilient? What changes have we made to processes within our organizations? So I love a multifaceted word and what it means for us as an industry, but us as individuals as well. In fact, we have a track specific to this year that is a pivot directly off of that theme, which is securing the remote workforce. And what's cool, as the program committee went about curating the content for this particular track, it's not just the rear view mirror, here's what we did, here's what we had to do when we suddenly, we have this distributed workforce, but it's looking ahead into the future. It's, how did our business pivot and how were we actually able to achieve new things? How did we change our priorities because of these challenges that were in our way? So I believe as an industry, we really epitomize resilience, and it's exciting. It was exciting to see it come through the submissions that were made from the community. And I believe you'll see a very rich program that's reflective of this fabulous theme this year.
So one of the amazing things about the RSA conference every year is the diversity of attendees. I've been there. It's amazing. You get boardroom executives, you have chief information security officers, you've got the hardcore security practitioners, you have women, you have men, you have people from all over the country. Even the USA event gets people coming from other countries. So what's the attendee experience like this year? Does it still play to that broad audience? And if I'm an attendee, what can I expect? How am I actually attending and how much time am I spending online?
Linda, I'll jump into this one. I do like that question, and that's something we have worked very hard for. We call it the capital D diversity, because that's an important fabric of our industry. These diverse experiences and voices of different members of our community, which isn't just the starting point that Linda talked about with cryptography and what we were after. This point, we're about policy, we're about law, we're about GRC, we're about application security. Our community is so strong because of this ecosystem that we have. We have a lot of programming that we do specific to pieces of the audience. We have closed door programming for CISOs, which is a very, very strong, vibrant, our ESAF community. We also have the CISO forum programming that's done specifically for the fraud community. All of those programs are continuing in a virtual closed door format. In fact, to the point of resilience, those programs have actually really thrived this year with additional online elements that were added, things that hadn't necessarily been done in the past, but that community really wanted to and valued their experiences and their ability to share with one another. So the programming specific to those folks will continue. The different types of tracks, we've got 24 tracks, so a large number of tracks with very good, you know, horizontal programming as well as vertical programming specific to the discipline of the individual, specific to, we also very carefully balance, you know, what's general content, what's intermediate, and what's advanced. We do know that the community we serve comes from across the spectrum, and we want to make sure there's something down to the individual. I want every single person looking at the, you know, the agenda to get excited with, wow, this session is going to help me do a better job with what I'm trying to do. This session is going to help me manage my team better. This session is going to help me advance different people's careers. So you'll see that across the content that we have. It's careful care that's taken in putting together the agenda.
One point you made, Britta, that I think is really key is the ecosystem around RSA Conference. And it's not just our partners, but all the other companies that invest time and money in positioning their own activities around RSA Conference. And, you know, we really hope to be able to emulate that. And it is going to look different. Of course it is when you're trying to do something virtually to physically, but it's bringing that community together at one point in time for all the rich experiences they can have at the conference itself, but also around the conference. So, you know, we're in a lot of conversations with a lot of our partners. And I think something that's been really heartening to the team is the support that we get from the industry. And it's critical to the success. You know, it does take a village, and it's a really key point with what we're trying to do this year.
So let me ask you about one last audience. That would be the media. We've covered the event. You've always had great media. Our colleagues at CSO and at Dark Reading, a lot of other media properties, you know, they've devoted a lot of time and energy to go to the event. We've all filmed there, have written a lot of stories. What is it going to look like for the media?
Again, I honestly don't have all the details. However, I can tell you that our friends in the media are critical to the success of what we do, and a key partner, you know, a key broad partnership base. So we will, of course, be planning to make sure that they have a great experience this year. I know it's top of mind for Michelle Adams-Dixon, who runs our PR program, along with Shift Communications, who are our PR agency. So I would say watch this space. I don't have much I can share right now, but I can rest assure you that everybody will be catered for and taken care of.
So looking ahead, Linda, what is 2022 going to look like, with the assumption, with the great hope that, you know, COVID is behind us? And if it's not, then are we looking at another physical event? Are you going back to a physical event? Is that the future for RSA Conference?
That's certainly our hope, for sure. I mean, I do think, though, virtual in some way, shape or form is always going to be here to stay, because I think, you know, A, we've seen an explosion in the technology around virtual events this year, and there's so many more ways to do a virtual event and a virtual component. I think just the accessibility it's brought around, you know, around the world is key, and we want to be able to carry that on. So I do think virtual will always be around, albeit it may look a little bit different if we get back to a physical state. I think we just have to sit tight, wait and see, be flexible and nimble, which I think are two qualities that we have all really learned a lot about this year.
Resilient, Linda, resilient.
Yeah, exactly. So it's certainly our hope to be back in San Francisco in 2022.
So before the two of you leave, any final words to attendees, sponsors, you know, the community at large who's going to be there this year?
Britta, go. I can see you're just about to say something.
We're both, you know, we're working hard. That's the collective we. We have this amazing program committee, over 150 folks involved with that. There is incredible enthusiasm from them. There's incredible enthusiasm from the speaker coming in. We as a community need to continue to have the very important conversation that is facilitated through RSA Conference, through all these different the ecosystem that Linda talked about. It's important to our community, to our industry, to continue engaging and pushing along.
Yeah, I couldn't have said it better, Britta. And I just think, just bear with us while we work through some of these details. You know, as Britta said, we're working hard to try and produce this amazing event for the community. And, you know, it's tough, definitely. It's hard to get it right, but we're all working hard to make sure that we do. We have a very passionate team who care so deeply about RSA Conference. And, you know, if we're working 24 hours a day to do this and do it right, then we will.
Well, RSA Conference is where the world talks security. It always has been. It will be this year. It will be next year. So thank the two of you so much for coming on and talking security with us today.
Thank you for having us. We appreciate it.
I'm Steve Morgan, founder of Cybersecurity Ventures and editor-in-chief at Cybercrime Magazine. Visit us on the web at cybercrimemagazine.com. Joining us today was Linda Gray-Martin, Vice President, and Britta Glade, Senior Director, Content and Curation at the RSA Conference. For almost 30 years, the RSA Conference has been a driving force behind the world's cybersecurity agenda. It's where the world talks security. To learn more about the RSA Conference, visit rsaconference.com.